Welcome to the Easy Yoga Podcast with myself, Gemma Neese, Easy Yoga founder, author, yoga coach, and relationship coach. It is my pleasure to have you here and for you to feel energized, calm, happy, and for you to have the perfect relationship with yourself, your partner, and your family without seeing a family therapist, changing your personality, or leaving your job. You will learn techniques and things to help you guide you through a better life through health, meditation, yoga, journaling, nutrition, and all things yoga, for you to have the life you deserve and crave, and for you to love yourself on a soul level. Thank you so, so much for being here today, and I am so grateful and so full of love to have you here. Enjoy this next episode. Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode from Easy Yoga, all things relationships, yoga, and well-being. And today my special guest is Ilana Gambrill. She is the founder by Feel Good Force, to be reckoned with. She is the founder of Dancebox, which is a movement of empowerment through dance that literally changes lives. Dancebox was created to bring a fresh and empowering alternative to keeping fit, letting loose, and remembering who you are. And for this reason, it is so important that she hold space for acceptance, an all-inclusive judgment-free zone where everybody, every day, humans can come and feel safe to unleash all of themselves onto the dance floor. So welcome, thank you so much for being here.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me.
Yes, this is gonna be a great conversation. So how did you kind of get into this? Because do you know what, I've got no coordination when it comes to dance whatsoever.
No, do you know what? Everybody that ever inquires about Dancebox or DMs me just to say, I like what you do, they always say, the disclaimer is, I can't dance, by the way. I have two left feet. And I actually think that that is just something society has made us feel. Because everybody can dance. Yeah. Everybody can move their limbs. If they're blessed enough to have beautiful working limbs, everyone can move them. It's just what society has put on us to make us believe that we can't. And the amount of people that come into Dancebox who have said, I can't dance, by the way, they end up absolutely killing the class in the best. It's amazing. It's so amazing to watch. You asked how I got into this. So I'm actually an ex-professional dancer. I started dancing when I was a kid. And then I went into the professional realm of dance. And when I was 27, I decided that I wanted to take life into my own hands and stop relying on agents and people's worth of me. And I opened up a space, a safe space for everyday adults to come and dance with me. So I claimed back the power of dance, basically.
Wow. Yes, that's really good. And I think a lot of the time as well, like with what you just said, that people come in and they're a bit self-conscious about it, but they've made that choice to go, which is great, so they've overcome that already. But also, yeah, so do you get people like that that will be like, oh, I'm coming to the class, but I'm going to hide at the back? And then actually yoga the other day, and she's like, it's my first class, I'm going to hide at the back. I said, well, if you hide at the back, the teachers will always pick you out as like, right, I need to keep an eye on you.
Yes, but I mean, I'd say 98% of the people that walk in the room are always super quiet with their energy and their body language slumped inward to themselves, and they place themselves at the back. Like literally, I'll make everyone stand up after giving them a chat about what's going to happen in the room, and everyone is up against the wall. And I say, listen, no matter where you go in this space, I can see you. Other people can see you. So you going further back doesn't mean that you are invisible. And also, when you've made the decision and bravery to step into a room that's so vulnerable and exposing, you might as well just freaking go for it.
Yeah.
You might as well just say, okay, I'm here, I'm going to get what I need out of it, I'm going to find what I need out of it, and then we move. Everybody ends up at the front licking the mirror, making love to the mirror. It's unbelievable. It's really unbelievable.
That's amazing. And before you did this, was your, or what were you professionally trained in? What kind of dance style?
So I went to a professional dance college, which trains you in every dance style. But before I went to the college, I was at a dance school, and my favorite classes was always jazz, hip hop, street dance. I'm not really a fan of ballet just because of the way I was treated in ballet classes and the way I was spoken to. You know, when I was training, there's a level of toxicity that came within the dance industry that is really quite damaging to people's mental health. I think that's why as well Dancebox became a thing, because I wanted to release the toxicity around dance and the necessity of what you needed to look like and how you needed to show up. And I just wanted you to be free and forget all of that. So that's what I was trained in mainly. Well, what I've focused on mainly. And then that's, I've transpired into all my choreography that I've ever done with Dancebox.
Wow, that's really cool. And I love watching like the dance competitions and things, not so strictly, but the other ones, like I think a few years ago there was Got to Dance.
Yeah,
I love that. That was so good because it had so many different things, and contemporary to me is just beautiful, the way they move. Well, any kind of dance is beautiful, but then yeah, you get street, which is just, that's incredible, like with diversity, how they've come from nothing and what they do and how they help the youth of today now. But
amazing, it's unbelievable. Incredible.
Yeah, and kind of, do you with Dancebox, is it a lot of different ones within the choreography, like a different styles, or do you kind of pick and choose the choreography?
Yeah, I kind of go by energy rather than, you know, it's going to be this style. So I will pick a song and I will feel it intensely, and I will make and create moves that make people feel something, whether it's powerful, whether it's sexy, whether it's kind of slow and delicious, or hard and really powerfully strong. So it kind of, whatever I'm feeling, my alignment with my clients is always pretty spot on. Whenever I walk into a room and I go, okay, we're doing sexy today, they might all look, no, I don't know how to be sexy, and all of a sudden this like beautiful feminine goddess pulls out of them, and I'm like, there she is. Or a powerful warrior woman or man, because I get both genders in class, pours out, and it's amazing, and it makes them feel something for the first time, whether it's they haven't felt sexy for a long time because they've not allowed themselves the permission to, because of their jobs or because of the way society makes them feel, or because they're a mom, or, and it's wonderful to watch them pour out of themselves just through some dance moves.
Yeah, because I don't know if you're spiritual or not, but we're all made up of energy. Yes. Okay. And we're all made up of energy and moving. Like if you come into the class and you're like, oh, I've had a really bad day today, but I know I need this because I know I'm going to feel better afterwards. You're moving that energy out of your body, no matter how you move. Even now I'm moving my arms around.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm moving energy.
Absolutely. And you know, before a real life class, I get so many DMs saying, oh, I can't make it tonight, I've had a really shit day, and I just want to go and slump on the couch and watch Netflix. And the amount of, I've literally copied and pasted this message. I've just said, you do understand that the only way you're going to shift this energy so you don't bring it into tomorrow is by coming. And I'd say 10% of them go, okay, yeah, you're right, I'm coming. And they're like, thank God I came. I feel a million times better. And of course, you're not going to feel those things by sitting on the couch and just slumping into the energy even more.
Yeah,
absolutely, you're completely correct.
Yeah, I love that, the kind of the way you think about yourself. Yeah, you've had a really bad day at work, you come home, you can't be bothered. And I had that with my public yoga classes as well. Like, oh no, I've had a really bad day. It's like, no, come, because you know afterwards, remember last week when you felt bad but you came. It's like, yes, I feel good today because of that.
Exactly.
And I think it's so lovely as a teacher, isn't it, that you can then bring them out of that.
Yeah, and completely change the narrative. And then a lot of people do come in and say, oh, do you know what? It's been so hard today. And I always say, look, I'm about to teach 50 to 70 women and I'm on my own. So if you come in and you express that, I then feel that energy, and I'm like, it's even harder for me to elevate. So I'm always like, if you're gonna come, just come. You don't need to express anything. I will see it on the dance floor and I'll pull it out of you. You don't need to, because energy and words are big, the power of the tongue. So I'm always like, no, listen, if you're here, you're just gonna be here and you're just gonna let it all out on the dance floor.
Yeah, Yeah. And if someone is self-conscious, how would you get around that? Yes, they've come, which is great. So then they're there and they don't really feel like everyone's looking at me, especially if you've got mirrors in front of you, like most studios will do, will have. And like everyone's like, oh no, they're looking at me, they're looking at me. Well, actually they're not looking at you. They're just doing their own thing.
So before every class starts, I sit them all down so that they're present in the room and that they can sort of, I want to like calm their nervous systems down. I express to them through my words how safe they are and how unjudged they are. When I get up, there is exposing things that I do, like I make them strut across the room and get cheered on by everyone. And a lot of people really struggle with that. So number one, it's not mandatory, but what I do is I encourage them to try and just do it, because they get to the other end of the room, they're like, that was amazing. But if they do feel like, you know, a lot of tears will be present at that time, a lot of trigger feelings, I will hold their hand or someone else will support them that have been coming to the class for a long time, and they instantly beam. The tears stop streaming and they understand that just walking across the room or being in the room, regardless of what they're doing, is going to benefit their soul, is going to benefit what's ever coming up for them. That inner critic and that lack of self-worth and that insecurity, it's society. And in that room, society doesn't exist. You are this beautiful, raw energy without any masks or any bullshit. You are just here to be free. So when they let that through by the aid of me or other clients of mine, it instantly goes. It's a little bit like magic in that room. It kind of does go. I don't really get to the end of the class and there's never been a person that said, like, I'm really fucking pissed off. Sorry if I just swore. I'm really pissed off that I showed up for myself today, you know?
Yeah, that is amazing. And if someone has never done it before, what can they kind of expect it to be like?
Well, I suppose gosh. The word is just magic. There's nowhere else on earth where you get supported like this from other people when you're being vulnerable. You're so supported and cheered on. You learn new skills. You tap into some energies that you didn't even know existed. You just step into a room that is instant therapy and medicine. So it's really hard to articulate. It's one of those spaces where you just kind of got to go. Tap into and be therapized and leave changed.
Yes, because you would be. You've moved this energy out of you already, and then you come out a completely different person at the end of the class.
For real.
Yeah. And what age limit do you do? Kids as well, or is it just adults?
No, I used to, when I first started teaching many decades ago, I used to teach kids. And to be completely honest, I didn't enjoy it at all. I actually taught some kids classes when I opened Dance Box as well. I don't enjoy it fully. I enjoy seeing an adult who has been a little bit screwed by society's needs or other people's words or whatever. I enjoy them coming out of themselves more, because don't really want to teach the next generation of dancers.
Yeah.
I want to teach freedom. And you know, kids aren't really, you know, up for that, really.
Yeah.
They muck about and stuff. So yeah, it's just adults, 18 plus. Oh. And my oldest client is online. My oldest client is 82. And in real life, my oldest client is 76.
Wow, that's amazing. That's really cool. Now we are going to go to a short break. See you the other side. Hey, hey. I am so excited to tell you about Zen Core Yoga. I am an ambassador for this amazing yoga clothing company, and they want to spread the benefits of yoga, because those who stick with regular yoga practice report themselves to be happier and healthier in life, like me, of course. And Zen Yoga is a Swedish clothing company that designs products for the yoga lifestyle. The company was founded in 2017 and has since then grown to over 70,000 loyal followers all over the world. And these yoga products are absolutely incredible. They are so soft. They have beautiful leggings, beautiful colors, beautiful yoga bras, and they are just incredible. And They are building deep relationships within the yoga community and have gained invaluable insights and understanding of the quality and function of yoga products. Because let's face it, you know, you just could get a cheap pair of leggings and they just go all funny. Whereas these products are absolutely beautiful. Really, really nice. So head over to zencoreyoga.com and in the checkout, type in YogiGemma15 for a 15% discount. So go over zencoreyoga.com and it's YogiGemma15. So I will see you on the other side. If someone was to kind of start a dance class, would you say as well, health and well-being is part of it, like a healthy balanced diet? Or what would you say, like drink lots before and after and during the class?
So Dancebox is strictly no diet chat. Like I don't want anyone to feel any way about their body image or anything. But in terms of the body conditioning aspect of it, 100% it's a workout. Mm-hmm. I do a cardio-based warm-up, I do a stretch, and the routines are always very, very powerful on the body. So yeah, I always say to bring water, to drink a little bit before, not too much, because it's not actually great for your body to have a load of water in its stomach while you're jumping around. And then yeah, throughout the class, we drink a lot, and then I ask them to make sure they feel correctly after. What else was the question? Sorry.
Healthy, like balanced diet and
I never ever speak about diet. I never speak about when I first started Dancebox, because I came from the industry, I was conditioned myself to speak a lot about losing weight and toning up, and that's what I'd always been taught. And as I went on and I saw these beautiful, vulnerable women who were coming in and feeling less than because of their shape or sizes, no matter what, by the way, I thought, I've got to change this narrative. So we never ever speak about weight, diet, or anything like that. But if people say to me, what do you recommend I eat after class? Because I don't want to like just pile a load of stuff in, and if it's not going to benefit me, then yeah, I'll give them advice, but no.
Yeah, because I think as well, even probably I'm guilty of it, and with yoga as well, so many people think like a dancer should be stick thin, bendy, just blonde, whatever. Same with yoga. It's like, no, it's not. Anyone can do it. Anyone can do dance. Anyone can do yoga. Anyone can do anything that put themselves to. And it's society tells you not, oh, well, you shouldn't do that because you're a bit overweight. No.
Well, yeah, I mean, for me personally, I don't even like to use the term overweight, because I think it stops people, amazing, beautiful, wonderful souls, doing things that are going to be amazing for themselves. I mean, the people that walk into my room are so varied, and I love that. I want to see every body, every single shape, size, ability. Like, I don't care if you've got two left feet. I don't care about anything. I just want you to have a space where you feel free. And that is all I'm about. That's it. Nothing else matters to me.
Yeah, that's really good. And where did you get the name from, Dancebox?
Well, it used to be called Ilana's Adult Dance Class. And I thought, well, I don't think if I'm going to make this a brand, that's going to be it. And I think a year into it, I started seeing that the studio was this like safety net, this safety box of joy and dance and all of the rest of it. So I just literally was like, it's got to be Dance Box. It's a little dance box. And in that box, you know, it's a Pandora's box of freedom, of liberation, of endorphins, of everything. So yeah, it's like my little dance Pandora's box.
That's really cool. I really love that name. It's just, it's great, because it actually says what it is. Like, yeah, you dance in a box.
Tell me what though, when I first opened, I got a lot of emails asking if it was a boxing dance class.
Oh, really?
I was like, I wouldn't even know how to do that. No, absolutely not. There's no boxing involved.
No. And I just started teaching ballet bar, and it's so hard. It's seriously
brilliant though, isn't it? Brilliant.
It's great. It's so good, because again, I'm not ballet trained, I'm not dance trained whatsoever, so it's brand new for me to teach it and to get all the moves, the like the French ballet moves, correct, the actual words of them. But yeah, it's incredible. Like, my legs are killing afterwards, my quads.
Such a beautiful workout, and it's so elongating, and it's such a great way to keep your body in a state of readiness for like whatever you want to do for it. And I think so on my app I do some bar sometimes.
Oh, cool.
I like to make sure that their bodies aren't just being bashed around all the time, so we do a lot of different things.
And with more and more people wanting to do it, like with more things on the TV for dance, like Strictly and other ones, are you finding more and more adults are tending to come to this, like, I don't know, 40s, 50s year olds, even 60 year olds, rather than the 20s, 30s ones?
Yeah. And you know what? I would love a platform or a class that is designed maybe just for that age, purely because I watch them come in and they're either, you know, going through the menopause or the perimenopausal, or, you know, they're finding their voice for the first time in their whole lives. We're talking 5 to 6 decades. And watching these women walk across the room, release, taking their tops off and actually finding their power is insane to watch.
That's amazing.
And it makes me feel really sad, because some of them, that's their first time they've ever liberated themselves, and they've said that to me. I'm not just saying because I pick, you know, they're very vocal about it, and it's beautiful.
That's really nice. And as well, I think that gives people more strength and courage to dance, like when they're at a party or when they're at a wedding or something like that. If they come to your classes, then they're like, oh, actually I am good, I can just dance, it doesn't bother me now.
Absolutely. A lot of them say, oh, I'm going to take this one to the party the next week I go to, like, and I'm like, yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Little moves that they always think, oh, I don't know how to do that, and I'll always put like an analogy to it to make them go, oh, that sinks in well. Like when I circulate my hips, a lot of people go, I can't do it, and I'm like, well, let's just imagine we've got a pencil coming out of our private areas and we're drawing a circle on the floor, and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm doing it, you know. It's like making it methodical in their brain enables them to like gain that move and then have the confidence to take it elsewhere.
Yeah. And coming back from like pregnancy, postnatal things, will women be able to do it as well? Because is there quite a lot of jumping involved or things like that for the pelvic floor?
Yes, I've got a lot of pregnant women that come, and a lot of postnatal. So my rule is that they can't come until they're 12 weeks postpartum.
Yeah.
Obviously depends on their birth and how they went and how it all is healing. But yes, they've all been fine. And I just say, you know, there's no shame in whacking a panty liner on and just praying for the best. But I also tame classes down. So I ask everyone to let me know if there's anything I need to know about. Mm-hmm. So I will specifically say, for you, don't do the high knees like this. And maybe for you, don't jump here. So it's very personable in the room as well. You're not like just some number in the room.
Yeah. And I think as well, a lot of people are worried, like especially mums, youngish, mums with young babies always have a bit of a wobbly tummy or something like that, that they're a bit self-conscious of. And again, it doesn't matter, does it really? It's like, no one's looking, no one's watching, you're just there doing
I say thing. All the time, you fear that everyone's watching you. Everyone's worried about themselves, the way they are worried about themselves. Mm-hmm. No one's looking at you and judging you, you're judging you. And that's the shame, because you're beautiful no matter how you come. And if you're if you're not confident right now due to maybe just having a baby, or, you know, whatever it is that's, you know, hindering your spirit, that will only change when you put yourself in a space where you allow it to change. And also, it has to be safe. If there's everyone in the room that it feels clicky and it feels judgy, it's never gonna work, ever.
Yeah.
And then we get postpartum mums, you know, when they're feeling so empowered doing the strut, for example, just getting their belly out and showing it to everyone. Everyone's cheering them and loving them and cuddling them. And it's supposed to be, the world is too harsh and dark.
Yes. For yourself as well, like not you personally, but society says you need to be this, you need to be that, you need to act this way, you need to do this. It's like, no, think out of the box, do what you want to do rather than follow everybody else.
I say this all the time, you know, at the class. I say, I want you to drop your labels. I want you to drop the I need to be, I because I'm this. And I don't even want you to know your name. I just want your soul to be in the room. And don't second guess everything because you need to be perfect. Again, what's perfect? Doesn't even fucking exist. Perfectionism is a fake thing. So yeah, we're going to be striving for something fake for the rest of our lives? No.
No, definitely not. And do you do events as well?
I do. So I used to run classes 7 days a week before the pandemic. And then due to the way the world changed my perspective on things, I now only do pop-up classes that are real life. And then I do events that are for a larger scale, so 100 to 200 to 300. I actually haven't done one since last March, and I was supposed to do one this March. The venue fell through, but there is a huge event incoming, be at the end of the summer, kind of, maybe, sort of. So I'm excited, but I'm not dropping anything yet.
Oh, exciting.
Yes.
Oh, that'll be great. That'll be really, really good. And if someone was to come that hadn't been before, what do they wear?
Oh, literally just anything they feel comfortable working out in. I wear like joggers and a t-shirt. Trainers are a must. A lot of people come in from work and they're like, I forgot my trainers. And you can do it in without trainers, but it doesn't feel as secure. So yeah, nice sports bra to keep yourself nice and comfy. And that's it.
Amazing. And do men come as well?
Yeah, I not as many as women. I get like if I get men, it's been like one or two in the class. And they're not consistent, by the way. But yeah, it's consistently women. But I love it when men come through. I love it. It's
So
so
good,
good.
isn't it? It's just, yeah, or it's their wives have dragged them along.
Yeah, which is
You need
brilliant.
to do it because it's good.
Yeah.
And do you use weights with it as well or not? Like little
No,
hand weights? No.
but I do something I've coined the nasties. And that is basically a plyometric exercise. For anyone that doesn't know, plyometric is when you use your own body weight as the weight and to tone and to work out. I do the arm nasties, the booty nasties, and the ab nasties. And it's basically using your own body for an entire song to do an exercise. And it's usually really painful and gross, but we call it a nasty for a reason. But no, never weights.
That sounds really good fun, actually. Completely just
Dance box isn't
different.
really designed to be a workout, although obviously it is. Dance box is designed for mental health, really. So no, when it comes to the nasties, it's not really about we're going to work you out. It's just about giving you a bit of your body a bit of a condition so that when I throw a load of dance moves at you, you're like strong enough to annihilate it.
And is it taught, I don't know, like you give three or four moves and then you repeat that, or is it a whole sequence and then you repeat it?
So usually it's like a sequence to a verse and a sequence to a chorus, and you learn those two sections, and then we repeat that throughout the entire song. So you don't learn loads necessarily. Sometimes I might be like, okay, this is a hard one, but everyone can do it, no matter your ability. But I'm not here to just work, you know, your mental health and everything. I'm here to work your mind, you know, learning something, you focus, you forget the outside world because you're so focused on learning. And it's really important for me that you're messy when you learn, because a lot of people try to be perfect when they learn everything. And I'm like, no. Who's perfect when they learn something for the first time? Let's be a mess.
You're allowed to be a mess. You're allowed to
Yeah.
come in a mess
Yeah.
and go
Absolutely.
out. Oh, I love that. And is it that you, or how long is the class for? Is it an hour or half an hour?
Online, it's an hour. When I used to do regular classes, it was an hour's class. But now I do the pop-ups and they're not so regular. I do 2 hours. And that's really important. It goes like so quick because by the time I sit with them and talk with them and, you know, I don't just teach. There's a lot of preaching that goes on. I kind of black out when I teach. I don't know what I'm saying, and I don't know what I'm for, but I just roll with it. And before you know it, I've run over the 2 hours, and everyone's like, no, let's stay. Yeah. 2 hours.
That's really cool. And I noticed you got an app as well. That's amazing.
I do. Listen, it's been an absolute hell of a journey. Oh, yeah. And it's not been fun, and it's still not working correctly. Oh, but it will.
It will.
It will. Yeah. But yeah, with technology.
Oh, yeah.
My friend. And there's parts of me and I'm like, let's just suck it all off. But the other part of me is like, no, I need to see it through to the end.
Yeah, that's your energetics. That is like tech with me just doesn't work.
Honestly, I'm just like, no, put me on retreats and let me just cuddle women and men and heal them with dance, and that's it. But yes. The app will be delicious at one stage.
It will be. Hard work, determination. It will get there.
Yeah.
Really well, definitely. And what are 2 takeaway points from today's conversation?
For me?
Yeah.
Or
like to tell the audience.
About dance books?
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody can dance, no matter what you think. And you are safe.
Yeah.
You are so safe.
Oh, I love that. And where can we find you? What's your website or your social media channels?
My Instagram is @danceboxofficial, and my website is dance-box.co.uk, and you can find all of the juice there.
Oh, cool. Thank you so much for coming on. It's been so good.
Thanks for having me, Gemma.
Thank you so much for being here with me today. It means the world to me, and my heart is so full of gratitude right now. If you are feeling pulled to, I would love you to leave a review over on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, whatever they're called, or Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast from, whichever platform you are on. Leave a review, even do a 5-star rating if you fancy it. And yes, go and follow me over on Instagram, gemma.haley.niece, or I'm on LinkedIn as Gemma Niece. So thank you so much for being here, and always reach out to me. I'm always have my DMs open, as again, Instagram, gemma.haley.niece, or LinkedIn, or go on my website, which is www.gemmaniece.com. So thank you so much, and I will see you again next week.